Of course, all of this needs to be understood. If they're really just children, so the Gemara is going to discuss this incident at greater length. This is a good opportunity for an infomercial for anybody who's interested in studying these stories in depth. Monday night in the shul, we have a Sefer Melachim shiur, so we deal with all of these topics. Martin is, and I have to say, Nathan's better half. I hope he won't mind using me that expression. Charlotte is an absolutely committed participant as well. So if you're interested in Sefer Melachim and getting a much deeper insight into these stories, say there's only a certain amount about the story that you can appreciate from the Gemara, because Chazal assumed that we all knew the stories backwards and forwards. So in any event, this is, Elisha had some hair loss, as the case was, and they started, mocking him. Alei kereach. Not the only Jewish male in history to have such a situation, but perhaps the only one with the kinds of powers to respond as he did, and that's the question in the Gemara. So, last line of Memvom and Beis, we saw v'tetzel ashtayim dubim min hayar v'tibakanu mehem arbayim v'shnei yeladim. There were 42 children who died as a result of this klala of Elisha against these children. It has to be well understood what it took place. Rabu Shmuel, charam arnes b'sochnes, a double miracle. Manda arnes yar hava dubim lo havu. Manda arnes b'sochnes lo yar hava v'lo dubim havu. So the question is to whether there was even a forest there, ab initio, but certainly there weren't the bears there. But they have him dubim lo lihaviyar. Why do we need the forest altogether? Debo isi. So Rashi explains what that means is hadubim lihisgaris behem chen makom karav lahem lanus ulhischabos chen krovim liyar yotzin behavtacha. Right, that dubim, if you know that bear psychology, if I could use such an expression, bears don't actually like to stray too far from their place of comfort, right? That's the whole idea of a bear. Bears, as long as you don't invade their territory, they're good with you. If they feel that you're coming into their territory, they could be very bear-like in their response. The idea, of course, is that you may have needed a ya'ar for the bears to respond as they did. So, Amri b'chanina b'shul arbaim b'shnaim karbanos shehekri balak melech melech huvku miyisrael arbaim b'shnaim yiladim ini v'amer av Yehuda merav lo miyaso kadem b'ter v'itvos v'afal pi shalol lishma shemitoch shalol lishma bal lishma shebishar arbaim b'shnaim karbanos shehekri balak melech melech zacha v'yatsa samimenu rus shiyatsa menu shlomo. We're getting to that time of year. Shekasu bei elef olos ya'ala shlomo v'amer b'yosi barchoni ruach vito shal eglon b'no shal balak ha'isa ta'avoso miya l'klala havi. As we know, he wanted to curse, but of course it came out to the benefit of the Jewish people. Vayomer anshei ha'ir al Elisha, these are the people of the city in that incident of Yericho, Mia, Vayomer anshei ha'ir al Elisha, hinena, Moshe va'ir tov, kasher adoni roa, v'chmiachar damim raim ve'eret mishakeles, ma tovasa. Why were they so, praising of this location if it was so manifestly not that good? So Rabbi Chanin, chen makom al Yoshua, Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha chinos hein. There's three sort of graces in life. Chen makom al Yoshev, chen ish al bala, chen mekach al mekcho. Right? That there's a certain relationship people have with the woman that they marry, and even if somebody else might not find her as enchanting, thankfully he does. A person purchases something, and he develops an attachment to it, and then if anybody will say, you use that smartphone, that's not a smartphone at all. That's a, that's a remedial phone. you still would like it. And also the chen makom al Yoshev, some people will say, if they come to whatever, I remember, my father taking me around his own, his old stomping grounds in Borough Park, some people would argue that it's like an acquired taste, but he's very fond of it. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a beautiful, you develop an attachment to the place you grew up. You take Martin down to the Lower East Side, whatever somebody else is going to say, chein makom al Yoshev, where you grow up, you're attached to it. And, that might be the homeless guy over there, but he's our homeless guy, it's a special thing about, a particular location. It's a deep insight into, the relationship between people and the places that they live. There's something special about connecting, to a neighborhood, and that's a very beautiful idea. So Tan Rabban Shlosha Chalani Chalal Elisha Echad Shigira Dubim Bitinokos Echad Shidachafu Lagi Chazi So according to this line in the Gemara, Elisha had certainly gone too far and he was punished for his draconian response to the children. Now we're going to get into the story of Gehazi. Gehazi was Elisha's heir apparent who went off the deep end. So Tan Rabbanu La'olam Te'ismol Docha V'yamin Mekarevas. That in Chinuch today, you just have to embrace the child no matter what. No accountability, no standards. It used to be sometimes they would take the opposite approach, which is also not good, a little too harsh. You have to have a small docha, that the left hand is pushing away, and the right hand, the stronger hand, is mekarev. So that you have to have a disciplining hand, and you have to have a hand which is embracing. The hand that embracing ultimately should be stronger, but this is a classic dialectic in Chinuch. So, lo kelisha shedechav l'geichazi b'shteyadav. So Elisha Mayu was the story. Vayomer naman ho'ol kach kikarim m'chziv vayomer lav lo. Libi halach kasher havach ish me'al merkavto likrasech la'is lakachas ha'kesef. So unfortunately, Gehazi plundered the goods of Naaman. Naaman was a foreign general who had been afflicted with Taras, and Elisha healed him, and there was some material gain to be had, which of course Elisha wanted nothing to do with. And Gehazi took that, and Elisha says to Gehazi, he throws the kitchen sink at him, and he says that Taras will afflict him, li'ol me'ad. Rabban Ashim, hayum et Sarah, Rabbi Yochanan, ze Gehazi, ushosh esbana. Vayilach Elisha demesek, la'mahalach, Rabbi Yochanan, shahalach la'hachazira, le'gehazi b'tshuva, yedcharati, wanted to be machzer b'tshuva, v'lo chazar. So Elisha says, it's time to do tshuva. Rabbi, I learned from you. What was this thing where he didn't just have a personal sin of plundering the spoils of Naaman, but what was his machtias? That when Yeravam ben Nevad, who is the paradigmatic machtias hakabim, when he made those shnei egle zav, that he suspended them between heaven and earth. Again, coming up to Shavuos, and he had a kind of the Shem Hashem, which was chokek, that the worst sin of all was that he pushed other people who wanted to learn away from Elisha. He was controlling a student, he wouldn't let others in. So again, maybe the gravest sin of Gehazi was to be overzealous. You know, sometimes you have a great Rosh Hashiva, you have a great teacher, but he's got a bouncer, right? You know, and these people are inappropriately exerting their control over him. That's wrong. I'm not letting other people benefit from this person's Torah. So that's a point that I'd like people to remember about maybe what was the problem, you know, with Gehazi. So Rabbi Shmuel Elazar says more generally that Yetzer Tinok V'Isha, a person has to have a balanced approach. A Yetzer, the Yetzer Hara, you can't completely be Dochet because we want people to invest in family life. Tinok, as we just explained, we have to have a balanced approach. V'Isha, as well as a person's relationship with their wives. So there should be a kind of a balanced approach. It's extremely important. This is actually something we talked about in the Papas Ben Yehuda, in the Gemara. We had an introduction to Gittin last night. If you didn't get a chance, you could listen to it online. So we talked about situations where a man could be very controlling of his wife. He doesn't want her to talk to this one. You know, it doesn't let her really leave the house. And this can, unfortunately, be very stifling and can sometimes have the opposite effect than that which was intended, where she feels totally stifled and would start acting out. That's what the Gemara says, is that be very repressive, very stifling. So the Gemara is saying is you can't have a situation where people are running around. On the other hand, you have to have a situation where she feels that she's not entrapped. She's not stifled, and of course, there's no one recipe for that. You know, a person has to feel a sense of independence, a sense of dignity within that framework. Okay. This is a big deal.
Yeah. It's a little divorced from like the main idea, but I'm just wondering if there's anything about Elisha in terms of his personality in general, because from the stories that the Gemara is bringing up, he sounds kind of impulsive, no? Like a little.
See, for that you have to come to Sefer Melachim, because we're going to see a big contrast between Elisha and Elio, is that this is actually a little bit out of character for him. That Elisha was the antidote to Eliyahu could be very, very severe, and Elisha was, in general, more integrated, a gentler touch, which is what makes this story so fascinating. So again, I don't want to say it's a shameless plug, because I really mean it, you know, but we're going to, next year is all about Elisha. You know, we're finishing up Eliyahu the next 2 weeks, and then next year is going to be all about Elisha, because it's exactly what we're going to talk about is this kind of like a reversion to an Eliyahu tactic. Where Eliyahu could be, remember, he slaughtered all of the Nevi'ei Habal, Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches. They say, you know, you guys probably had to learn these things Baal Peh, you know, the Har HaKarmel. And he was, remember, basically fired. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know, look at this tonight, Martin, the Shir. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu basically told him, like, you know, you're very religious. Nobody's questioning that. But, you know, as far as a Navi goes, you have to be somebody who's more, you know, integrated with Klal Yisrael. It's just too difficult. You know, the people can't live up to your standards. Okay, so the Mishnah says, this is Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Nitsa Hore Gad Shelo Nerfa Egla Teitzei V'Tira Be'eder. It can go out back to its flock. Okay, no harm, no foul. Mishin Nerfa Egla Tikaver Bimkoma Shal Savik Basam Itchilasa Kippur Sveka V'Halchala. So once the egla is decapitated, it should be buried in its place. And again, if we catch the offender, that's one thing. But it did its job. In Arfa egla v'achar kach limtza horig areisa yehorig. So eid echad omer raisi es ahorig v'echad omer lo raisa isha meres raisi v'isha meres lo raisa hayu orfin eid echad omer raisi v'shnayim omer lo raisa. That's one against two. Hayu orphan. So they go ahead with the egla rufa. Shnayim omer ra'inu. We saw exactly what happened. We know the murder is. We don't need to go through the egla rufa. Vechad omer lahen lo risem lo hayu orphan. Misharabu aratzchanim bat la egla rufa. As we said, the whole idea of egla rufa is that society comes to a standstill. Just like we're going to talk about in review again. This is our shir hakdam at the sota. It's amazing how quickly these things go. Misharabu hanuafim bat lu me sota. We didn't deserve it anymore, that special hashkacha. So egla rufa is what sota is to gilay arayos, egla rufa is to shvichos damin, right? So what we didn't want is a situation where, you know, you're doing this, as they would say in French, you know, yidin mantek undanishtek, you don't want it to be done every Monday and Thursday, because otherwise it loses its effect. It's supposed to be a very rare event. So when ritzicha became more common, so this was, you know, something that had to stop. Okay, good. Misharabu atzchanim bala glarufa mishabal lazer ben dinai uschiana ben prisha yanikra chazru lekroso ben aratzchan. We'll get to what that means in a second. Misharabu amenafim pasko mayim amarim rabbi yochanan ben zaka yipsikan shenemar lo efkar al benoseichem kisis nena val koloseichem kisin afna kihem etc. Mishames yosi ben yuezer yishtreid of yosi ben yehuda yishushlaim batlu eshkolos. More on that later. Shenemar in eshkol echol bechora O Sanapshi Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodaya Samaser Afu Batel Asam Be'orin Ves Hanokvin. Top line of Mem Zayin of the Beis. And a good morning, Ken. How are you? Wonderful to be together. Ad Yamav Hayapatish Makeh B'Yerushalayim. We'll explain all of these things. Ubi Yamav Ein Tzarech L'Shal Ahadmai. More on all of these subcategories later. But first, let's bring Egla Arufa to its conclusion. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayim shem nerfa egla v'achar gnimtza horeg, that he doesn't escape justice. Shem poteres eso tamad omretz la'aretz la'yichupar l'dam asher shupach ba ki im v'dam shokho. The man is going to be brought to justice. Eid echad omer chayisi esa horeg, tayim v'dam achish la. Halo machish la eid echad mehem nani v'di tari rabban alona demi hako ano demi hako afilu echad v'sof olam lo hayu arfin. If somebody knows who the murderer is, we don't go ahead with the egla rufa, even if he's, you know, in Timbuktu. Rabbi Kiva Omer Minayus and Hesh Shiragat Echad Shaharagas and Nebesh Ve'en Makirno So Shelo Hayu Orphan, because at least somebody knows. It's only in a situation where we really don't know. Lo know them Yikal Tamalomar Ve'enenu Lo Rau Ve'halo Rau. Somebody saw it. So Hashem Rade Echad Mehemanida Chad Hechimatzimachet Shle once we're going to accept the testimony of one witness. Martin, remember, we discussed this last night in terms of Aguna. Okay? I encourage everybody to listen to the Hakdama Shir because it's important topics that we covered there. So when you believe in Eid Echad, so we know we have a principle. So again, if we're going to believe Elisheva, Elisheva comes in and testifies. And then 20 minutes later, Martin comes in and we believe Elisheva. It means Elisheva, we believe you not as one witness, but as trei edim. And one witness can take on two witnesses. Now again, what did we say before? But you're only one witness. No, but al pi halacha, if we believe you, you have this halachic status of two witnesses. That's very important. So how are we going to undermine that? You're right. Okay. So we would believe the one witness, which is really two. So we can work out a fact pattern where it does make sense that they can take on each other. Because let's say Elisheva and Martin come exactly at the same time. So that means that we haven't yet entered Elisheva's testimony as two witnesses, and Martin will still be able to take down her testimony. Okay, so one and then two. So hayu arfin. Then they have to proceed with the aglarufa because we have no testimony as to who the murderer is. Ha'chad b'chad, lo hayu arfin, tiyuvta Rabbi Chiyom, li tameich ema seifa, shnaim amin ra'inu. Two people say, we absolutely know. Ve'edachan amin lo ra'isem, lo hayu arfin. They wouldn't go ahead with Yarefa because we assume the two witnesses are telling us the truth and that they know who the murderer is. Hachad, v'chad, ayu arfin. If it's one to one, so we go ahead with the Eglaruf. Apparently, we don't accept single witness testimony. The Masnisin chula b'sula edos uchilidam nechem 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 nechem. If we're going to follow one witness as if it was two witnesses, we still have the idea of rov deos. Even if it's not a formal aid kasher, it's still a view that's being expressed. V'asur shtei nashim b'ishachad, ki shtei nashim b'ishachad, v'ikada'am mikol eichad o'aseid echad, kasher meikara, afilu mei anashim, even if he'll later be opposed by 100 psula edos, such as women or whatever else the category is, ki echadam yam, they'll only equate to one against him. V'hachamay eskinadko da'asi isha meikara, a woman comes along, v'sirtzle rabbi nechami ahachi, rabbi nechami omer, kol makom shamina tared echad, halach acha rov deos, V'asu shtei nashim b'isha achas, a woman came to testify, good, and then two women come to testify in the opposite direction, k'shtei anashim b'ish echad. So that would be like two men against one man, and in that situation, we would say that they negate each other. Well, shtei nashim b'ish echad, ki palga upalga dami, we don't look at that as two against one, we look at that as equal. V'tarte psula ed islam, limad desem yakezin abasar avdeos l'chomra v'lekula lo, Kamash Malan. You would think that we follow Rav Deos as a Chumrah, but not necessarily as a Kula, that we actually followed across the board. Now, back to the critical point. Again, please remember this line, right? Sota is to Arayo, says Egla Rufa is to murder. Misha Rabu Arotz, Chintan Rabbanan, Misha Rabu Arotz Chanin, Batla Egla Rufa, Lefisha Eina Baal Allah Safik, Misha Rabu Arotz Chanin, Begaloi, Batla Egla Rufa. As we explained, right? Because the whole notion, the whole concept of Egla Rufa is that murder is totally unacceptable within a civilized framework. And because it's totally unacceptable within a civilized framework, if you have a situation where lo aleinu, people don't pay attention to this, they only pay attention to the mass shootings, which are bad enough. But you know, every single weekend on the south side of Chicago, innocent kids are getting slaughtered. You know that, okay? Doesn't make the news, unfortunately. Maybe it makes the local news. But you have, unfortunately, indigent children who are playing on a playground. And you know, the two gangs start showing up and people start shooting them. And this is a Maisim Shebechol Yom. And people just accept this as normal. They pick up the paper on Monday morning. You know, three shootings in, the south side of Chicago yesterday. And everybody is like, it's Olam Kim and Hago Noeg. Nobody cares. You know, or if they care, they haven't done anything about it in 10 years. You know, it's an unbelievable thing. You know, my mother left that neighborhood 60 years ago, and they've done nothing about it. It's just unbelievable. You know, it's an incredible thing. So in that culture, it might be counterintuitive, but when Misha Rabu Aratz Chanim, the point is that it becomes de rigueur, and you see what happens, is that people just accept it. It's not People can get used to really anything in that sense. So the Egla Rufa will fall on deaf ears. Nobody's going to be impressed anymore. The Egla Rufa, the whole point is to make a huge public statement. What do we say? The Sanhedrin comes out of Yerushalayim. You have Rav Moshe Feinstein taking out his meter stick, you know, measuring it out, and makes a big impression on people. But once, you know, again, there are three kids dying every weekend on the south side of Chicago, so people are no longer thinking about it in that way. It's like, you know, what else is new? What did the Cubs do yesterday? Misha Rabu Anu Afin. So Tanu Rabbanu V'nika Ish Me'avon. Bisman She Ish Menuke Me'avon Amayim Bod Kines Ishto. And Ish Menuke Me'avon Amayim Bod Kines Ishto. Omer Lo Efkot Abba No Seichem Kisis Nen Amayim Omer Chisem Avo Didei Inde Banu V'nase Lo. Tashma Lo Efkot Abba No Seichem Kisis Nen Akalo Seichem Kisis Leifna. V'chisem Avon Eishes Ish In Avo Nibnu Yalo. Tashma. So this is really the critical point, is that the Meisota only work, as the Rabban explained, is a kind of a miracle. That Hashem says, you've led such an upstanding life, and here your wife was so inappropriate, so you deserve to have your dignity avenged. But if the man himself was running around, Gornish, if the children were running, if he raised children that were running around doing all kinds of shenanigans, so you have the same phenomena. You know, so again, it only works under circumstances where people have really led lives which make it appropriate for it to work. See, Mishem Rabu Bali Hanoa Nisab Tu Adin. What does Bali Hanoa here mean? People were on the take. My Bobby has an expression. I don't know if anybody in the world ever heard it besides my brothers and I, but sticky fingers. Sticky fingers is an expression from Boston in the pre-World War II era. Sticky fingers means the person is taking what they should not be taking, okay? If you meet my bubby, you'll hear her say, sticky fingers, all right? And Nathan is nodding, you heard the expression? Okay, sticky fingers. My bubby is the only one I ever heard say it, all right? Use it, try to bring it back. So the Bali Hanar are the people with the sticky fingers, all right? The bills, the dollar bills stick to their hands, you know, it's a unique phenomenon. So Misharabu Bali Hanar, this Absu Hadinim and his Kalkula Maisim Inoch Bolam. But you understand, Misharabu Roi Panim Vidin, when you have people who are looking to play games in Din, Batalo Saguru, Pasuklo Sakiru, Parku Ol Shamayim, people no more Yira Shamayim, because even court cases, you know, people were up to all kinds of games. So Nasolim Ol Basar Vadam, Misharabu Loch She Luchishos, ex parte communication in court, Bidin, Arab Charon Afbi, Sovin Asakla, Shinam Misham Shinam, Vikel of Elohim Yishbot, Misharabu Achre Bitsam Libam Holech, started going on, where the people literally started taking money, Rabu Haomim Leratov, Latov Ra, the people will say anything. Misharabu Omer L'Ratov L'Tov Ra, Rabu Hoy Hoy B'Olam. The world descended into Maro turpitude. Misharabu Moshe Harok. There's a Baal Agava. Rabu Ayihirim V'Ismato Al Tamidim V'Torah Chozer Salomda. Torah was left orphaned. Misharabu Ayihirim, when the arrogant people multiplied, his Chilu B'Nas Yisroel Inoseh Lihirim. So who is a Jewish girl going to marry? At some point, she's got to marry who's available. She'en Dorenu Ro Lifnim. Unfortunately, they were stuck with these guys. Nobody's going to marry him. So the Gemara has a very deep insight. There's people who are Balei Gaiva. You know, initially people are attracted to them because they have a certain charisma, right? But then what happens is eventually it wears off, right? You know, and you have this all the time. Lo Aleinu, young woman, she's impressed. Here's a guy. You know, he's flashy, he has the right to dance moves, as it were, you know, he sings, and then all of a sudden, it turns out, if people know this expression also, Bobby, all sizzle, no steak, you know, that there's no substance there, so then you have a very serious problem, right? That's what the Gemara is saying, is that initially it takes people in. What happens after time? That people realize that this person is an empty suit. There's nothing there. This person is a performance artist. So that's the problem, you know. again, the guy, you know, who's you know, got the thick rimmed glasses, and he studies, and he works hard, and he pays his bills on time, you know, so very often the, you know, he's going to be less appealing to the young woman if she doesn't see him as exciting in any way. But the truth is that over the long term, 5, 10, 15 years later, who's going to be a more responsible husband, father? So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying is that this Bnos Yisrael, you know, they get caught up with these empty, you know, performance artists. It's a disaster because over time, you know, substance demonstrates itself and lack of substance as well. See, Misha Rabu Matile Maloy Obali Abatim Rabba Shochadvatayas Mishra Paska Tova, Misha Rabu Mikabli Tovascha, Mechazkani Tovosacha, Rabu Isha Yashar Ben Aviasa. People started doing whatever they want. Shvaim Hugbalu, Vagvoim Hushbalu, Machusa Azla Venula. Okay, we can live through this, where you have a situation where experience was derided, expertise was mocked, and you have a situation where everything goes to pot because there's no standards, and the Malchusa Azla Venula, even the government starts to fall apart because, you know, there's no way to control a society like that. Misharabu Tsari Ayin Vitarfe Taref, Rabbi Ma'amti Alevi Kotzi Adaim Ilahavos, Me'avru Amach Shikasu Vatoro, Hishamel Choshmor Nashcha Me'od, Penny Alim Love Chadvar Beliyal, Misharabu Natuyos Garon, Misakro Seinayim, when women of fallen morals started to proliferate, Rabbu Mayim Hamarim El Shapasko, as we said, Misharabu, Mekabli Matanos, and Ismatu Ayam, Miskatru, Shanam Bixi, Visone Matanos Yechse, Misharabu's zechuche halev. It's an interesting expression, right? Rashi says she'ein matinis oznam lishmo yafim mipi rabam misomchem al binasam adaktei shmosam. They don't pay careful enough attention to the rebbeim. Misharabu's zechuche halev. Rabu machlokes b'Israel. As we said, a famous example of that is misharabu tamid v'hayo v'helal shaloshim shu kol tzorkan. Rabu machlokes b'Israel binaseis torah kishtei torah. So again, you could have the smartest person in the world, but if they don't pay careful attention to what the Rebbeim are saying, and they think they understand, that's to be the worst thing of all, is that they think they understand better than they actually do understand. Misharabu mikabli tzedakah midavdei chachamim ayisrael lemala v'heim lemata yisrael lifnim v'heim le'achor. Mishameis Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, we said, batlu eshkolos, amai eshkolos, amai v'udam reshvol, ish shehakol bo. People who had it all. Rashi says, Torah, be'amita v'in tofi, v'shichachol machokes. So, and there are individuals who are what we call anshei eshkolos. They have it all. They have Torah, they have halacha, they have medrash, they have agada, they have chachmas ha'olam, obviously midos tovos and musarim tovim. And there are really very few such people. And Lichtenstein Zatzal was certainly one of them. You know, that they're not just great in one area, but across the board. And you know, that kind of breadth is very hard to find. Yochin Koin Gadol Havir Odayas Masa. My time, Rabbi Yosef Berchinina, Levi Shein Osten Osoki Tikuno Derachmana Amar Dihavi Leviim. Top line of Mem Chasam Nalef Anan Kayavinam LeKohanim. Velodu Ashar Meisros Am Reish Lakish Kol Bayis Shein Mizvadal Meisrishon Shuvin Mizvadal Ashar Meisros. So my time, Rabbi Yoho Pasach Lo Akasot Tchila Michal Defrushi Havu Mifreshi. So the Gemara says a very simple thing. Remember, we know that when Ezra led the Jewish people back from Bavel, which was the one group that didn't show up? Levium. Martin hits the nail on the head. Excellent. So the Levium didn't show up. So they made a knas. You know what they did? They took the Meiser away from the Levium and they gave it to the Kohanim. So now how can we say the Vidwe Meiser, where we say we gave everybody their proper allotment, right? Biarti Hakodesh Min Habayis Vegam Nisativ La Levi. I didn't give it to the Levi. For very good reasons I didn't give it to the Levi. Because they didn't show up. So Ezra wanted to give him a knas, a little bit of a patch. But then the bottom line is, how can you say it? Okay. So the Gemara goes on to say, V'atanya, Afu Bitol Asavida V'gazol Admai L'fisha Sholfa Chogoyisol V'rashim L'fisha L'otrum Magdol Bovad U'maisarishim Maisarini Miktasim Asr Miktasim In Asrin Amalhem. Bana, you have to understand, bo v'amalachem, shem shetruma gedola yesh ben avon misa. If you don't separate truma, you're going to be eating tevel, and that's a chi of misa v'dei shemayim, kach trumas maister v'tevel yesh ben avon misa. So amad v'hiskin lehem alokeach peros me ma'aretz mafresh ben maister, right? This is the idea of tamay, is that since people weren't taking the Amei Haaretz, weren't separating Trumas and Maisos, so there was a chiyuv for people to take it again, Al Tzad HaSafik. Aniyim don't have to do it. We can be Mekel by Aniyim, because we have a principle that really the robe of Amei Haaretz, Taka Arma Aser, they do really separate out Maiser. Okay? Good. So Amad V'hiskin Lehem Lokeach Peres Maaretz Maafish Men Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Rishon Maafish Men a Trumas Maiser, and then you can separate from the Maiser Rishon, the Trumas Maiser, because that's what the Levi is supposed to give to the Kohen. Menos LeKohen, Umaiser Sheni, Olav Ochel Bishlayim, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani, Amotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Those, you'd have to prove that you hadn't been separated. So Tarti Tikein, Bitol Vidoi De Chaverim, V'Gazra Al Demai, Shal Amay Aret. So you say, in Toto, he made two takanos. One of them was that they weren't going to do the Vidoi Maiser anymore, because how can you say a text which isn't true? And number two, that demai amei aretz, so you have to separate again. V'avu bital asam orim. What's that? My orim am rachva. Chol yom v'yom shem omdim leviim al duchan v'omim ura la masishan Hashem armalam v'chiyeh shenu lifnei amakom v'alo kvar nemar hinei lo yanu v'lo yishan shemer Yisrael. V'zman she Yisrael shriyim mitzar v'odim chavim minachaz v'shava v'kach nemar ura la masishan Hashem. So it was really one of the people to say this because it makes it seem like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is asleep, and we want people to have the impression that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is asleep. But we understand that, you know, when the Jewish people are suffering, that sometimes it can feel along that way. What are the nokvin? My nokvin are Yehuda Meshmol Shahayu Misarat and Legel Min Kardim Kadesh Shipol Dam Veinav Asiyu Batam Mishum Demachzi Kimumim Asi Satana Sheyu Chovtim Rosam Makos Kederach Shosin Osulif Nevudas Gochavim Amar Lahem Ad Masay Atem Achin Nevelos Mizbeach. Nevelos hashachadu. What do you mean, nevelos? Alatrefo shemanikev krum shamalach amad v'hiskilem tabos bekarka. So it's very difficult to shecht a behema gasa, to wrestle it to the ground. So they used to do certain things to get the behema, make it easier. They sometimes used to make them bleed a little bit, so they'd be somewhat disoriented again. But it looked like it's too much that you're putting a mum, and there would be a trefa, or they would stun it somehow, not with an actual stun gun. Became a controversy later on, the stunning of Shechita, the famous issues of, you know, that the Sarita Yesh had to deal with from Chaim Ozer. So in any event, he didn't want them, as difficult as it was to get a proper Shechita, he didn't want them to do anything which could make it seem like they were, you know, wounding the animal beforehand. So they got tabos, they got special rings in the ground that the animal couldn't escape from. So at Yamav, Hayapatish Makabi Rishalayim, Becholo Shamoed, The patish would be makin Yerushalayim and chol hamoed in a situation of dabar ha'avad. Unfortunately, if I hear it from 3 miles away, I'd say, oh, they're doing construction in Yerushalayim. They're putting up buildings again. They're building up whatever they call them, Ramot Goldstein, you know, whatever the newest neighborhood is. You can buy in even before it's built for a mere $4 million. So, they'll take cash even. So, people aren't going to realize it's mipnei dabar ha'avad. Good. Kol yamav lohaya adam tzarech lishol al tmai kid amaran, as we said before. So mishabat la Sanhedrin batul asher mi beis hamishtaos. When Sanhedrin wasn't around to create a strong moral voice within society, so we got rid of the drinking from the beis hamishtaos because it could get out of hand. Shenemar b'shur lo yishu yayin. We're going to go through all these cases. Each day has a klala of a yorad atali bracha v'nital tama peros. Rabbi Yosher of nital shomena peros. Rabbi Shmuel Lazar Omer atara nakla esareya chamaisers natlo shomena dagan v'chamrom has nusrak shafim. Kilo as called the nail in the coffin was this nus and the kshafim, the sorcery, and the licentiousness. So we might be Shabbat the Sanhedrin. Ksiv, how do I know that it was time to the bittul Sanhedrin? So Rav Huna b'chayd Rav Yeshua demarkra zakenim yishar shabasu. When the zakenim were no longer there, bachurim miniginasam. So we cut out the music. So Rav udn desham zimra teyaker. At this point, an ear which hears the sound of music should be uprooted. It's a sign for destruction. Even if it's very well built, will be shaken. It always comes from the outside. Okay, it comes from the threshold. Some Rabbi Rashi, Lidi Chazilem Nagech Kitora. Not all kinds of music are not permissible. If you need it in the context of herding cattle or the like, it's not a problem. Because that was just, more music of frivolity. So it was a wonderful thing for the economy. It was a Kaddish Baruch Hu's way of saying he didn't want it anymore. Really, boy. So as Rav Chista Zilzel Bey, Iboy Abza Bezusa, Velo Mishtakeach. Okay, so then when they went back to the music, the economic situation reversed, and it was very, very bad. But still people, it was hard for them to go along with it. So Rav Yosef Zimri Gavrei Vane Nashi Pritusa. If men are singing and women are doing the chorus in the background, that's a Pritus. Zimri Nashi, if the women are singing Vane Gavrei and the men are answering, Keish Ben Oris, it's even worse. The Mayan Afkamina, right? Both are problematic. Get rid of the worst one first.
They're causing weakness to the Jewish people.
So what does it say again? These kinds of parties, what can they do? Lachain, top of the Mechasa Mabez, Yerchiva Shal Nafsha, Ufa'ara Pia. The underworld opens its mouth. Levli chok v'yarad hadara v'hamona u'sha'ona v'allaz ba. Just a few more lines. Mishamesu neviim harishonim, when the neviim died, Tzema neviim harishonim, Rav Huna z'adav v'shmol shlomo, Rav Nachnami v'edavid zimnin salak v'zimnin lo salak, sharei shal tzadok v'al salo, shalav yasar v'lo lal salo. They asked tzadok and the Urim v'tuvim responded. Av yasar didn't work. Shenemar v'yal av yasar. So Masav Rav Shmuel va'iv l'drosh Elohim kol yimei Zecharia ha'mevin drosh Elohim ma'ilav l'uri v'tumim lo b'neviyim. The Urim v'tumim were no longer functional. So Tashma mishachar v'es ha'mikdash rishon ba'lu arei migrash u'paskur v'tumim pasak melech mi'beis David. V'im lach chadam lomar v'yomer atir shasa. The tir shasa is a reference to Nechami lahem. Asher lo yochlu mikdash mikodesh ha'kadashim avadu kohen l'uri v'tumim. So it sounds like already after Chorban Bayis Rishon, the Urim and Tumim were still around. Amarlo, Kadam Shom El Chavero, Ad Sheichayimesim V'Yavo Mashiach Ben David. It's a person who's looking forward to the future. Lamer of Nachritz Chaman Neviim Arishonim, Lafuke Mechagai Zechariu Malachi. Those are the Neviim of Bayis Sheni. The Acharonim Ninu, the Tanur Rabbanim, Mishamesu Chagai Zechariu Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. This was the end of the prophetic period. Sometimes they could be fortunate here. They looked at Hillel Hazaken and they said it. The truth is that this person is on such a madrega that he would be ra'oi for Hashra'as Hashchina, but what? The door wasn't ra'oi for it. The door, sadly, was not on the madrega. And when he died, we do a chassid heyanav. A chassid heyanav. What a chassid, what a pious person, but a modest person. Talmido shel Ezra. He followed in the footsteps of Ezra. Remember, what do we say about Ezra? Ezra came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. When Hillel came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, this is a great story. They're already in the sea in Eretz Yisrael. They were called the B'nai B'seira. When Hillel came, they recognized what a gadol he was. And they said he should be the Nasi. And they got up from their seats and they gave up power willingly. And the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, they were amongst the most modest people that ever we had in Klal Yisrael, the B'nai B'seira, because they made room for a person of such superior abilities at Hillel's leadership. We still celebrate it to this day. There's a little boy in the shul, he's 3 years old, Hillel Korn,
And this, he's so excited about having his own sandwich on Pesach. We talk about it all year long, right? That Hillel is a special place amongst all of the Rabbanim in terms of what Hillel was able to achieve. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying he was in a different space. He was in a totally different Madrega. Totally different Madrega. And they knew it. And he would be ready for Hashvat Hashchina, but the door wasn't ready for this. Okay? This is very beautiful. Talmido shel Hillel. Right? That's the Masorah. It goes from one generation to the next. Shimon Yisrael L'charbos. This is the Asura Harugei Malchus. Remember, we're going to say this on Tisha B'Av. And then again, the Yom Kippur, that Shimon ben Gamliel the Nasi and Yishmael the Kohen Gadol are going to be murdered with a sword. Remember, v'chavroi l'ktala, and everybody else is going to be destroyed in other ways. You remember what happened to Rabbi Kiva, right? Masreko shalbasa, ushar amo lebiza, the nation will be denigrated. V'achan sigian, terrible tsaros, greisen tsaros. Atzid and Lemeisei Olama are going to come to this people. Afar Yehuda ben Baba Bik Shulomer Heichasin Eyanav Elashenitur Fashal Shein Maspidin Al Harugei Malchus. There was no way to do it because he was killed amongst the Harugei Malchus. A reported point to review for today. I put it in a sentence. What Sota is to Arayos, Eglarufa is to Shemitah Stamin. We do it as a dramatic statement about what should be very rare. If it gets too common, Lo Aleinu. Lo aleinu. We're in a bad way because it no longer has any impact. People can habituate to anything, even the worst things in the world. I was commenting to a chaver of mine because I literally can't keep track. I want to be able to keep track, but I can't keep track anymore with the school shootings. I can't keep track. It all blurs together. And I said, I remember when Columbine happened, okay, in April 1999. I remember being glued to the television like I was watching, I don't know, something like an alien landing from, that the aliens were invading, because it was so strange to me. It was unbelievable to me that such a thing could happen. And now, every few weeks. So the Gemara is pointing out, when you get to that stage, so the Aglarupa, just like with Sota, Misha Rabbo and Uafen, we were no longer holding in a place where we were ro'oi for this, Takar Lam Chal Yisrael, Asher Badis Hashem. We don't get kapara from doing this, fancy ceremony and getting the rabbanim to come out unless the society is ra'i l'chach. That's a very important idea. So we said the mayim are only bodek in a situation where the man has lived up to standards. Otherwise, as the Ramban says, why does he deserve it? He's led a very ignominious lifestyle in this respect. The final point for the day, which again I think is a very important point, is that there have been certain individuals that were so great that they really transcended their generation. Even if we say the door wasn't royal atach, you have an individual at the madrega of Hillel. Okay? You have an individual at such a madrega that you can say that he's so far ahead of his generation. Right, sometimes you have individuals like this that they like to say in the Torah world he belongs to Frir de Kederos, that he belongs to earlier generations and his Midos and his Hasmada, whatever it is. So that's what the Gemara is saying, is that Hillel somehow was like a transplant in time in terms of what his qualities were, his personal qualities. Ultimately everybody is tied into their generation, so even if he was Rari Lakaf, the generation isn't Rari for it. So then he's not going to get that Hashra Sashina. It's a partnership between the individual and the generation. Elisha, we said, maybe it was a mistake. He went too far with the children. The 42 children, maybe that's why he had one of the... He suffered the choli. But for a broader perspective, I'm going to come next year. Monday nights, 8:15, we'll talk all year about Elisha and about his singular contribution. I just want to mention one pedagogical point that came up really at the very beginning. La'olam smol dochav yamin mekarif. In parenting and in teaching, it can't be all hunky-dory. It cannot be all draconian. There has to be a balance. And we need to have that. If we don't have that balance, then we're not going to be successful. Because we need to be able to make sure that there's a clear standard on the one hand, and at the same time, that if you push people away too aggressively, then we're not going to be successful in terms of what we want to be able to get across to our Talmidim. And that, you know, Gehazi was somebody, when Elisha wanted to try to bring him back in tshuva, he was no longer open to that process of tshuva, so there was, unfortunately, a shas hakosher, an opportunity that was missed. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to finish the Masechta. We'll pick it up at 8 a.m. I just won't have enough time for the Siyam. Because there are no Tosfos at the end of Sota, the Dabim get very long, as I'm sure you've noticed. But tomorrow we'll be able to finish. So we'll start at 8 o'clock, God willing. And then we are going to have our special Siyam. And we look forward to beginning Masechta Gittin on Wednesday. If you haven't yet seen it, please listen to the introductory shir, because we're going to really be working very hard on many of those concepts. A wonderful day.